Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and we are on Azure Friday talking about Azure Search with Liam Cavanaugh. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me again.
So, new stuff, multi-language.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this one. This has been a really big ask from a lot of our customers around the world. As you can imagine, all kinds of different languages, being able to search effectively based on those languages is a key priority for a huge number of our customers.
So help me understand why is this hard? Why is this a hard problem to crack? Why isn't it just ASCII strings?
Yeah, you're right. And I mean, certainly, if you were to just put in your Unicode characters and search for those exact ones, you could probably find a good match for it, regardless of the language. Mm-hmm. But there are some very unique differences that you have to take into account, and it's different for every language. Mm. Like, for example, look at things such as Chinese or Japanese characters. There's things such as if you take a character, two characters, and you move them on the opposite side, it can have a completely different meaning and context to that. So being able to have deep understanding of the language, look at accents and all the different ways
and ligatures.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you're coming in and you're coming in from France and you're searching, but it's going over some English language, being able to match that effectively, taking into context such as plurals, masculine, feminine, all those things is very, very difficult to effectively apply multi-language in a good way.
We talked a little bit about fuzzy search in a previous video. Does that also apply to multi-language?
It does. And so one of the things that's really great, and we'll see in a few minutes, is how some of these capabilities we've added allow us to not only handle spelling mistakes, but also things such as synonyms. We'll see in a minute where, if you're searching for mouse, but in the context it's mice, you can still find
right matches. Oh, wow, so pluralization even.
That's right.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that there are other search systems like Lucene provides multi-language. Is this our own thing?
So what we started with is leveraging the Lucene analyzers. And there's some really great work that's been done there. What we found is that within that, it allowed us to support 27 different languages. But there are some differences. Like, for example, they use these stemmers to be able to find different forms of the words. So if you're searching for runner, you can find running or run. And sometimes they can be not as effective if you don't really have deep understanding of the language. Mm-hmm. What we have just added is the Microsoft Natural Language that has been in the works for 16 years. It's used by the Office team, Bing, it's used in Windows, hardened over 16 years. And so this lemmatization of the stemmers allows us to really have a much deeper understanding of all the languages to find more content easily.
Okay, you talked it up. Impress me.
All right, so this is going to be a different demo. And we can see in this index I'm going to create the index using the two different analyzers. I'm going to use the Lucene one that we started with. Right here, and then we're also going to load in the comments into the Microsoft Analyzer. This is the new one that allows us to support 50 different languages very effectively.
Does this mean I get to choose?
That's right, and that's a really good point, because what we do here is we do it on a field-by-field basis, so that if you want, you could actually have one field for French, another one for English, and then as users come in, if you can detect that they're from France, you might want to do the search just over that one, and then we will apply that analyzer to that field.
Nice.
Okay. So let's send this in, create the index, and then now that we're done, I'm going to load in some documents to this. So let me zoom into this one so we can actually see what it looks like. So we have the ID fields, the unique identifiers. The first four rows, four documents, mm-hmm. are just going to go in as comments that would be used for the Lucene analyzer. So we have this trails full of mice, make sure to bring a loaf of bread, I'm so animated, very colorful flowers, and then the exact same text into different documents using the Microsoft analyzer. So we'll pass in a couple of queries and see how it compares and how Microsoft analyzer really helps us.
Do I need to say like an ISO language? Did I need to say EN or ENUS? How does it know that this is in English?
Yeah, so I didn't highlight that, but let me just go back to the previous one we were looking at, where we actually said right here, EN Lucene.
So the EN dash, the EN dot, that's, it's in English.
Exactly. And so then we would have a French one for Microsoft as well.
I see. Okay. And it's non-col, it's French in general. It's FR dot, it's not FR dot FR. It's not French in France and French in Quebec.
That's right. And so there are a couple of differences where we're still trying to decide the best way to do that. For example, Portuguese, Brazilian, you know, trying to make sure that we do that appropriately. Mm-hmm. So in some cases, that might be the way it's done.
Okay.
Okay. So let's upload these documents and load them in. And let's do a couple of tests. So this time, if we can see here, when I zoom in, I'm going to search for the word colorful. Okay. You know, I'm looking for some trails with some colorful paths. And you'll notice here that I'm spelling it C-O-L-O-R, right? So we'll send in the request here. Zoom out. And
we switched over to...
I did the wrong one, didn't I?
There you go. Thank you.
And so if we look down here, we can see that we got, as expected, both the Lucene Analyzer found a good match for it, and the other one as well. Now, if we try to look for the word animal, because I'm looking for some ones where I can find some animals, and if we look back here, unfortunately, the Lucene Analyzer, if I scroll down here, it found a hit on the word animated. So it said animal animated, so it was trying to do a case, but it wasn't a good understanding of the language to know that that wasn't a proper match.
A little too fuzzy.
Exactly, a little too fuzzy is exactly right. So I'm looking for loaves. I couldn't think of a good example of why, but I was looking for loaves.
Loaf versus loaves, I guess.
Yes, right. So let's search for that. And this time, we actually, if we look down,
we can
see that the Microsoft Analyzer found the word loaf. It says convert loaves to loaf.
And quite quickly as well.
Yeah, well, it's two documents, but it is pretty quick.
No, but still, right. I mean, just that there's, from my perspective, it's just like, this is more work, whether it be geospatial whether it be, you know, natural language analysis. This is still going to bring me results instantly.
Yeah. And just one final example here, you know, with mouse. I'm going to send that in, and we'll see how the Microsoft Analyzer, it notice that the word mice was in there. So once again, now English is not the best example of showing the multi-language, because one of the things is as you go from a lot of the different languages, it gets very difficult to implement. And so I think it really shows even more effectively once we start doing some demonstrations with some other non-English languages.
And I assume I could also, like you said, you showed color, I could say color, C-O-L-O-U.
Exactly.
Things like that.
Yeah, I think in that example there, I should have probably, I think I had color.
Would that work?
Yeah, let's try that. And there we have the
result.
Yeah,
there you go.
So in this case, it was only the Microsoft Analyzer that noticed the difference for C-O-L-O-U-R versus color.
Oh, very nice. A nod to our friends across the pond who actually do speak English.
That's right, exactly.
Very cool. We're learning all about Azure Search here on Azure Friday.